And now, if you don't mind, please, place your hand over your heart. Rise, if you can, to a standing position, to salute a small and gallant creature and her fight for liberty. Here's our science correspondent, Robert Krulwich.
This is the story of a mouse who lived very briefly 237 years ago.
Shall I just set this up?
And this is Richard Holmes, prize-winning historian. He's going to take us back to
mid-1770s.
Mid-1770s to a science lab in England run by a great chemist.
And this is Joseph Priestley.
And Joseph Priestley was one of the first to discover oxygen. And on this day, he's trying to figure out how a body breathes oxygen. How does that work?
And he sets up a series of experiments.
So he will put an animal in an environment and then suck the air out?
He can pump the air out.
Uh-huh. Okay. So this must not be too pleasant for the animal.
That's right.
In fact, it's so unpleasant, a great many lab mice toppled over and died in Priestley's lab. So many that Richard Holmes believes.
At this period of time, the question about whether you should experiment with animals is already there.
This is the dawn of the animal rights movement, and maybe its first expression, he says, because
he has a young assistant who is a woman, Anna Barbauld, who is also a poet.
And one evening, young Anna Barbauld was in the lab. It was time to close up.
And there's this extraordinary moment, and Priestley packs up for the day, and he leaves the next mouse in a cage on his desk for the next morning. He will put it in the tank and remove the oxygen, and the mouse will almost certainly die. And Anna Barbauld, who's clearing up, it would make a wonderful shot in a movie. She just looks at the mouse, and the mouse looks at her. And she thinks, wait a minute, wait a minute. And she sits down, and she writes a poem, and the poem is in the voice of the mouse. All right, it's such a wonderful modern thing.
And remember, it's 1773, 2 years before the start of the American Revolution. Inalienable rights are in the air, and this poem has a revolutionary theme.
In which the freeborn mouse, cruelly imprisoned in a laboratory cage, appeals for its right to life. And here it is. For here, forlorn and sad, I sit within the wiry grate
and tremble at the approaching morn, which brings impending fate.
Remember, the mouse is speaking.
The cheerful light, the vital air, are blessings widely given. Let nature's commoners enjoy the common gifts of heaven.
The well-taught philosophic mind to all compassion gives, casts round the world
an equal eye, and feels for all that lives.
So sweet, so sad.
Our
mouse
duet was performed by actress Anne Bobby, who's apparently something of a mouse lover, and by historian Richard Holmes.
Okay, and I say that's the first animal rights poem, all right?
Oh, if it is, what I want to know is, did it work? What happened? Did the mouse...
Yes, we know. She folded it up and stuck it in the bars of the mouse's cage. So he found it first thing next morning. And what I can't, terribly frustrating for a biographer, I can't tell you what the history of the mouse was.
Did that mouse get saved or did that mouse die?
Exactly. Did that mouse die or not?
Well, something we will never know. Robert Krulwich, NPR News.
But there are some things that you can see. We have a vivid image of Anna's little mouse in startling watercolor ready for your inspection at NPR.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.